Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, greetings and good evening. Welcome to Thursday Night Thunder, baby, where we get bring it to your blood raw and sugar sharp here in the Curvy Studios. Tonight, I have a very special guest. So I hope you're ready, listening audience. You know I love you. Welcome to Women in History Month, National Women History Month. It is March, and it is National Women's History Month, and I'm excited about that because I have a young lady that will be sharing the platform with me tonight that is literally making history. So we are excited to have you on Curzon 3D Radio tonight. I am your host. They do call me the illustrious. the bad, the bold, the beautiful, Omega Auntie Mother Seal. And you guys know I love what I do. I hail right here from beautiful Central Florida, Lakeland. Yes, Lakeland, Lakeland. If you have not heard, you better hear me now. It is a great place to raise a family. Ain't too much here to do, but it is a very nice and safe area. I love it. I am an educator, author, a teacher, a business owner, and, of course, the host of Curzon 3D Radio Show. And I am so happy to have each and every one of you joining in, listening in, and sharing with me tonight. Our show is entitled, I'm Making History for and in honor of Women History Month. You know what? I normally save my guests to the, we get to hot topics and we bring her on, but I'm going to go ahead on and bring Miss Yvonne Cooney. Am I saying that right, Miss Cooney?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Good evening, Auntie. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. I am so excited to have you. I'm going to be talking about you. I'm going to be talking with you. And we're going to be sharing tonight because we want to make sure that everybody knows who you are and what you're involved in and what you're doing, because you are making history. And I want to talk about that. But just give a quick little brief bio about Ms. Cooney, because I definitely want you guys to know who this young lady is and what she's doing. She is a Christian educator and entrepreneur. She's been an entrepreneur for over 10 years. She believes every woman can and should own her own business. I love it, love it, love it.
Absolutely.
What is
absolutely.
Your... I love that because that I believe that every woman should live a whole, successful, and productive life and through business ownership. So I absolutely love that, and I love that our spirits agree. But I'm going to talk about really briefly so everybody can kind of know a little bit about who you are, but I'm going to go into details a little bit later when we get to hot topics. But how we know each other and, you know, what it is that you're doing right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Auntie, am I answering that question, or are you going to
I want you to answer.
Let everybody know
everybody
how, we know,
how we know each other.
How we know each other. Okay, because, well, what happened is so crazy is I actually entered the Women in Business pageant, and sometimes I wonder why I do certain things like enter a pageant. But it's just that desire that I have, you know, just to motivate and to encourage other women, and also to let other women know that it's not too late and to never give up on your dreams. So growing up, I absolutely love pageants. I love fashion. And so when I was presented with the opportunity, and I have been presented with other opportunities to do pageant, and most of them I've turned down. Fashion shows here and there, magazine articles here and there. But I was presented with this Women in Business pageant, and it's a beauty pageant, but it's a pageant for women in business that they actually get to showcase their business during that pageant time, and I think it's really a really neat idea. So that's actually how you and I met, and basically, you know, have encouraged me along the way to know that this is something great and not to, you know, give up on my dreams. And you walking in the forefront in front of other people that want to do pageantry, and you've already done it, you've been successful at it. And so you actually bring people along with you, and you motivate them as well to do some of the things that you have done. So that's actually how you and I met through the pageant.
Yes, yes, Women in Business pageant. And you summed it up very accurately. We are a pageant that we're a business showcase with a pageant feel. So I love it. I love it. I love it. I am so excited because you're right. You're never too late. It's never too late to, you know, do something. Take the bull by the horn. And I'm the type that will wrestle the bull all the way down. I don't have a problem doing that. because if I want to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm the type of no nonsense. I don't take no for an answer. If you tell me no, to me, no means let me show you.
I know, absolutely.
And I'm plus size. And I never thought as a plus size woman that I could participate in a pageant.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am, like you said, and I've participated. I've won. I have several titles, and I'm telling you, I am a true pageant junkie. I love everything pageantry, everything about pageants, from the crowns to the sashes to the dresses I get to wear. I love it. And
absolutely.
Now that I have this passion for the pageants, and I can tie my business into it too, I'm in seventh heaven, honey. I love that.
Of course. Yes,
and
yes, being able to tie your business into the pageant.
Exactly, because, I mean, I have a platform. My platform is the SOY Project, Saving Our Youth Through Education and Awareness of Human Trafficking. So I have a platform,
mm-hmm.
but I also have a passion for business, and especially women in business. And when Kia
mm-hmm.
was introduced to me with this idea, I quickly jumped on board. It was her. Kia Urso is the executive director and owner of Women in Business Pageant, and someone
mm-hmm.
actually knew my pageant experience and said that if you need help, you need to get in contact with this lady, which was me.
Mm-hmm.
And, I
mm-hmm.
mean, we gelled and we clicked. I mean, so when I tell you that what to be a part of this, and I'm talking to my listening audience now, because this is a groundbreaking pageant.
Yes.
Have
yes,
there been
absolutely.
Pageants with, you know, women? And yes, pageant is nothing new
mm-hmm.
about pageant, but to
mm-hmm.
marry pageant and business owners
wow.
is groundbreaking and new.
Wow.
So when I say that Ms. Yvonne and her official title is Mrs. Bling 2017 WIBP, she is making history because this is the first time this pageant is taking place. So it is our inaugural pageant, and I'm excited that you decided to be. And I know you said that you had many opportunities, but you decided to take this one.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you will be making history. You will be making history. And our first contest, you participated in our very first contest, and the contest was all of the delegates were challenged to grow their business pageant pages. Every delegate that comes on and to participate in the Women in Business pageant have to create a pageant business or business pageant page. And that is so that, number one, people, family, friends, and fans can know that they're in the Women in Business pageant, but also that they can patronize and support your business.
Correct.
So it's twofold. And when the concept came to me, I was like, we got to do it like this. I want you to promote the pageant, and I want you to promote your business. Because now let me just say it, and I'm Ms. Yvonne, people don't know I'm very transparent. But
mm-hmm.
some people may come to your personal page and know that you have a business and never go to your business page and support your business
right,
page.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely.
But now, a lot of people can't resist the urge to check out what's going on in a pageant or who in a pageant, who, what you're doing, what you're wearing, what you got on, let me see the crown. They can't resist that. But when they come to look at all of that pageant stuff, they're going to find your business there too.
Yes, yes.
So the concept is really clear. It's really in my now. A lot of people really, how you doing that? How you putting that together? But in my mind, it's crystal clear. I love all
correct.
Things beauty. I love all things pageantry, and I love my business. Let's marry the two together.
Right.
Let's make it work. So I love the idea. I love the concept. The Women in Business pageant will take place July 7th and 8th in beautiful Clearwater, Florida. And
mm-hmm.
we definitely want to make sure that each and every one of you are you're invited to come out. We have an Eventbrite page where you can set up and purchase your tickets and invite your family, invite your friends. You guys come out and support this great event in beautiful Clearwater, Florida. Now, I normally have a real truth show format, Miss Yvonne. I don't want to all pass all of that because it's exciting. This is me in my zone right here.
It's okay.
But
it's
I do my Throw Me a Curve, which is my end of news segment, and I want to make sure that I do some of the stuff that I normally do. And anybody that know me, I love business, but equally so, I love politics. So I'm very involved in politics. And what's been getting my goat here lately is about, you know, Trump stating that Obama taped or, you know, surveillanced his Trump Tower and tapped his phone during the during the election process. But I heard it tonight, heard it today, no indication that there was any subjects of surveillance to Trump Tower and tapping other phones. So I'm like, woo, one up for Obama, one up for Obama. But Trump said he's got proof and he's going to reveal that proof in the near future. Have you been following that story at all?
Well, actually, Auntie, to be honest, I've heard bits and pieces. I do watch CNN, glance at it. But follow it, I would not really say that I follow it, but I do hear about it. And I'm actually not shocked that they did not find anything as far as the wiretaping to the Trump Tower, because we all know that our former president, Barack Obama, is a man of integrity. So they could not find anything on him to keep him out of the presidential election. And I don't think that they will be able to find anything on him when he's out of the office either. So I'm actually not shocked. Now, on the other hand, we have somebody in office that is out of integrity. But I'm not going to go there tonight. I'm not going to go there.
I know that's right. I don't give him a second thought, really. I really wanted to celebrate Obama.
Hey, Auntie, you know, that's y'all president. That's y'all president.
The devil is a liar and the truth ain't in it. I tell you, I was talking to my friend and I was sharing that. I say, look, y'all can call him what you want. I call him what? Donald Trump.
Donald.
That's what
his
I call
mama him.
His
mama named him Donald. His mama named him Donald, so I'm going to call him Donald. No disrespect, but his name is Donald.
It's not any disrespect to me. I can,
right.
You know, most people don't even believe or acknowledge the president. But, I mean, he's Donald Trump to me, and that's, I will call him Donald Trump or Mr. Trump
right.
or Trump. I ain't going to be calling him Donald. I will never be that common with the man. I just wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really wanting to celebrate that based on the information available, there was no indication that Trump Towers was subject to surveillance. And I just wanted to clear the air about that, and I'm so happy they finally put that to rest, because President Obama has left the White House. Let the man leave in peace. You
right,
know.
Absolutely.
They couldn't find, like you said, they could not find anything on him while he was in before office, in office, and out of office. But, you
right,
know, we definitely
right.
want to let them know that it's, he's all good. So I'm excited about
it's,
that.
It's,
so that
it's,
was
it's
out.
So much scandal going on. Right. It's so much scandal going on, and it's almost sad that it almost seems like that's what people are feeding on. It's just so much
it
scandal.
Is.
It's yeah, every week there's something different, from emails to wiretaping, you know, stuff like that. And it's kind of, to me, also a distraction. So even
it is.
We need to not be distracted by certain things that really aren't, it's not the key focus, or it should not be the key focus of what is really going on in America or what is going on in society. Emails is not our biggest concern. Wiretapping is not our biggest concern. We have other areas that
pressing
really need our attention. Right, absolutely,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
But you know what? Whenever something like this comes up, you have to believe what is really going on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
That we're, you know, when they throw these type of curves at you, something else is working in the wings.
Right.
And I
right,
always
right.
have understood that and knew that, because whenever America wants to do something underhanded, they always bring in certain distractions. So
right,
y'all just make
right.
sure y'all keep looking to the hills. Keep looking to the hills.
Right.
I
watch
know.
Watch out for the weapons of
destruction. Exactly. Distractions with
destruction.
Distractions.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
With destruction. Hey, I want
yes.
to, if any of my delegates, sister delegates, to Miss Yvonne is listening in, we definitely want to hear from you tonight. We definitely want you to press one and say hello, say hi. And I want to say that now because sometimes I get all the way into the conversations and I don't ever get an opportunity to, you know, make that announcement. But if you want to say hello or speak to the host, you have to press one. Number two, I also want to see who's out there because I'm going to be giving away tonight the last show of the month, which is next Thursday. I'm going to bring on another WIBP delegate. So that is something that I share with Kia today as the delegates liaison. I am responsible for making sure that the delegates of the Women in Business pageant have an experience that you ladies will never forget. So from the training to the contest to the prizes and to all of these lovely things, I want to make sure that your experience is extremely grand. So I'm going to be giving away another spot to be a guest on the show with me next Thursday. So I need you guys listening in and participating. And definitely, I'm a firm believer, Yvonne, if you go up, if you show up, you go up, period.
You go up, absolutely.
And ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about that. So we do have a caller 0064. 0064, you're live on Curves and 3D Radio. Welcome to the Curvy Studios. Let's talk about it. Hello, hello, hello. 0064. Okay.
Hello?
Anybody? Hello?
Good evening, everyone. This is Sierra Wilson-Jones, your 2017 delegate, Miss LBA Essentials. Whoop, whoop. How's everyone
whoop,
doing
whoop.
This evening?
Hello. How are you?
Absolutely. How are you, darling?
Wonderful, wonderful. Sorry for that phone malfunction, but I am here.
Good to hear it, good to hear it, and excited. I definitely want you, and you're no stranger. Miss Sierra is no stranger to the Curvy Studio, so we're going to have you to hang out with us tonight if you don't mind because we're definitely going to be celebrating you ladies tonight. So hang in there. I do have another caller. Caller 5538, 5538, you are live on the Curvy Studio, Curvy Studio Radio in the Curvy Studios. Let's talk about it.
Hey, hey, it's Jessica, Ms. Financially Savvy out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I am excited to be on the call with you all tonight. And I just wanted to say, Auntie and Ms. Bling, y'all are doing an amazing job tonight. So I just wanted to chime in and let you all know that I am here as well.
Oh,
hey,
welcome,
Jessica. Thank
welcome.
You so much.
Hey. So excited to have you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining in. Stay tuned because I'm going to be giving one of you ladies, one of you ladies, will be winning a spot on the show for next Thursday night. So stay tuned. Hold on. I got one more person trying to get in. Last four digits, 3004, 3004. You're live on Curves in 3D Radio, and you are in the Curvy Studios with Auntie. Let's talk about it.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
I am so excited to hear you ladies on the show tonight. Oh, my gosh. I just want to say hey to let you guys know I am here and I am listening and I am so thankful for the lovely Auntie and you ladies who found it not robbery to jump on this call. So I just wanted to say hey.
Hey. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Well, we got a full house of WIBP. We're going to definitely keep it rolling, keep it alive. Look, I do have a format, so I need all of y'all to listen and chime in because y'all are on here, so you might as well be a part of our show tonight. Miss Yvonne. Now, when I kind of, you know, I have to go in and I have to check you out and see what you're doing. you are a consultant with Tracy Lynn Jewelry.
Correct. Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry. Yes, ma'am.
All right. So our fashion segment tonight, which is Fashion Forward, is dedicated to the Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry. All right.
Yay.
Tracy Lynn Jewelry was established in 1989 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, by its CEO and founder, Dr. Tracy Lynn. In 2008, Tracy Lynn expanded the brand into a national direct sales company. Tracy Lynn believes jewelry creates an opportunity for women to own their own business, balance their lives, and achieve financial independence doing something they love. The opportunities are rewarding and limitless. If you desire to start your own business, earn free jewelry, or simply update your wardrobe, Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry is just for you. Let's talk about Tracy Lynn. How long
Yay.
Have you been with the company?
I have been with the company for an amazing 8 years.
Really?
Yes,
I didn't even realize it's been around
years.
That long. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I actually was one of the first partners to begin here in Jacksonville. I was one of the first to actually bring the business here to Jacksonville, and I have continued the business. I have grown my team to over 30-plus. And,
all right, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I actually made the one of the director positions in 90 days, my first 90 days of the business. I made it to a director
wow.
within the company. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely phenomenal direct sales company.
8 years. That is absolutely beautiful. And your president is your owner, whether she is absolutely a phenomenal woman.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Dr. Lynn is absolutely amazing. And what I really also like about this company is she's hands-on with us. She has a call with us every Monday night. We travel and see each other throughout the year. She does training sessions, everything. She's so... Sometimes with large corporations, the CEO is out of sight. Like, they're not hands-on. You don't see them.
Right.
But it's the mm-hmm. actual opposite with Dr. Lynn. She's a motivational speaker. You can catch her on, I believe she still has her show on the Word Network. And she's just this mighty woman of God that shares her gift relentlessly with other women. And she's so hands-on with us, and I absolutely, absolutely adore her for that.
I love her story, and she has her mission is passing the mic, MIC. And
yes.
MIC stands for Motivate, Inspire,
Inspiring
Change.
And Change. Yes.
Change.
That's
I
exactly
love
what
it.
She's done. Yes.
I love it.
She motivates, inspires, and we change. Yes, absolutely.
Change lives. And
yes.
you know what? That's worth getting up every day, even to
right.
motivate yourself. Then to inspire someone else, and then motivate
right.
yourself to inspire somebody else to change? What?
Right.
Don't make me
Absolutely.
Put something here tonight, because you know Auntie will get down with the get down any day of the week. I will.
Absolutely.
I love
Absolutely.
It.
Pass yeah.
the
it
mic.
Don't have to be funny. It can happen tonight.
Absolutely.
It don't have to be funny.
But when
it
she says that her goal is to motivate people to step out of their comfort zone, inspire
yes.
them to greatness, and to change
right.
their life. When I read that about her, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is stuff that Kia and I talk about. This is
right.
you know,
Absolutely.
What we're doing with Women in Business Pageant, you know. And I always, and anybody that, you know, has been following me, I always say that's next level talk. Girl, that's next level
mm-hmm.
talk right now.
Absolutely.
That kind of talk
about,
right there will get
about,
you to the next level.
Right. How about next dimension? Next dimension. Because even with that being said and being in this company, Dr. Lynn has passed the mic. And she's passed the mic to me. So, and other women across the world, she's passed the mic. So now my goal is to also pass the mic. And I hope to be able to do that even through doing this pageant. Pass the mic.
That's it. And that's how you
yeah,
know
yeah.
you have a you're in a legacy situation.
Yes.
when I can do something, I can do something, and then I can teach somebody else to do something, and then that person can teach something. That's legacy taught there, girl.
Absolutely.
Fabulous. I love it. You guys, this has been Fashion Forward. If you, I want you to go ahead and share your website with Tracy Lynn Jewelry. If you do not own a piece, something wrong with you. Now, you know Auntie got her a couple of pieces, but I'm going to go ahead and support and bless your business as well, because I can't ever have too many shoes or too much jewelry. So anybody that know me,
absolutely.
Know I love those shoes and jewelry. I love. So we definitely want people supporting your business. And our Fashion Forward tonight was about Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry, where Miss Yvonne, our 2017 Mrs. Bling is our Tracy Lynn representative. Share your website with everybody and how we can connect with you and purchase something from you.
Okay, great. So my website is www.tracy, that's T-R-A-C-I, Lynn, L-Y-N-N, jewelry.net. /my name, Yvonne Cooney, or you can just look me up on social media under my name, Yvonne, Y-V-O-N-N-E, last name Cooney, C-O-O-N-E-Y. Again, the website is www.tracy, that's with the I, Lynn, two N's, jewelry.net, /Yvonne Cooney.
All right. I know you got it. I know you got it. And I thank you. Thank you for sharing with me and Fashion Forward, and just another way to promote what you're doing, promote your business, promote your why. And
yes,
Tracy
ma'am.
And Jewelry is just that. We're going to keep this party bus going, and we're going to go right into Food for Thoughts. And Food for Thought is our motivational and inspirational segment. And I normally do this, but I'm going to talk about I'm going to continue to talk about Dr. Tracy Lynn, because she has a nickname, the Millionaire Motivator.
Mm-hmm.
And it enabled her, having that name enabled her to grow her Fort Lauderdale-based business right here in Florida from its modest beginnings of $200. She launched her business with $200. She is now her company is a multi-million dollar company on $200.
Yes.
Ladies,
absolutely.
Listen to me. I'm going to chime in, and I'm going to ask Ms. Sierra, have you ever had $200 in your hand at any one time, Ms. Sierra? Sierra Wilson Jones, are you with me? All right, I'm gonna ask Miss Jessica. Miss Jessica, have you ever had $200 in your hand at any one time?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
All right, Miss Kia, have you ever had $200 in your hand at any one time?
Yes, I have.
Can you imagine growing that $200 to a multi-million dollar business? Think about that. But that's what Miss Tracy Lynn did. And Kia, I say that because it takes $200 right now to be a part of Women in Business, the Women in Business pageant. $200. But look how $200 changed Dr. Tracy Lynn's life. Imagine if women can see the $200 potential in the Women in Business pageant to change the complexion of their business, to change the complexion of their life. Can you see it, Kia?
I see it. It's just making a decision, you know, whether it's with the pageant or just in life itself. If God deposits something in you, we got to withdraw it and be obedient, because we never know where it's going to take us.
That's it. Miss Yvonne, $200 to change the complexion of your life. How many people can you tell about Tracy Lynn in any one day?
I wish I could just get to everybody. And my goal now is I won't stop until every woman I meet has on a piece of this jewelry.
That's it.
So I have work to do. Yeah, I have work to do. And that $200 is an unlimited investment. Because what you reap from it, you can't even add it up. It's a true unlimited investment in you. And the best person or thing that you can invest in is yourself.
It's yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's what I want women to hear in this inspirational, motivational session segment tonight is it's a $200 investment. This lady has grown, this powerful woman, multi-million maker, motivational million maker, has taken $200 and grown it into a multi-million dollar company. It's just one decision. It's one decision that you have to make, guys, to say, and I am a firm believer, Yvonne, that number one, God don't have any respect of person. If he did it for her, he has to do it for me too.
Absolutely.
But like I tell my students, it's in the discipline. You got to get up to get it every day. You got to work and apply yourself to your business every day. Just like I go and give that time to the school board every day as a teacher. As a high school teacher, I have to give just as much. And sometimes I don't go to sleep. Kids be like, I saw you up on the computer. I don't go to sleep because I'm giving myself the same amount of time that I give to somebody's job. That's my mentality. And because I know that I'm not where God would have me to be. I'm not where I used to be, thank God, but I'm not where he would have me to be. And I'm telling you, and I'm speaking into your hearts tonight, make a decision to change the complexion of your business, because it's important that you do that in 2017. 2017 is going to be a blessed, great year for a whole lot of us. You just got to receive it. If you are ready to receive the blessing, you just got to believe it's for me. Whatever God has for me is for me, and you just have to believe that. And receive it and get up and do something about it every day. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about what you're doing, excited about your business. And that was my motivational and inspirational segment called Food for Thought. We are now moving right along into Hot Topics. Hot Topics. And Hot Topics is going to be with Auntie tonight, and our special guest is Ms. Yvonne Cooney out of Jacksonville, Florida. She is the 2017 Mrs. Girl, now you know I be saying I'm wrong, the married people. What y'all, Miss, Mrs. or Miss? What y'all is, Mrs.?
Miss B.
I ain't married, so I won't. Mrs. Bling. 2017 WIBP. Y'all know I'm real. I just keep it real because I'm used to saying, come here, baby, come here, honey. Kia, no, I don't be calling nobody by their name. But I'm excited to have you in the Curvy Studios tonight, and we're going to be talking about some things. I know we got, you know, I'm going to keep it decent in order because you did send me some little questions over here and stuff. But you know, Auntie be doing her own thing.
It's okay, Auntie. It's okay, Auntie.
All right. But I am going to get to some of your things. What is your business and what do you currently do? We know that you're currently do you do anything outside of Tracy Lynn Jewelry?
Well, along with what I do for my business, my jewelry business, a lot of times when people ask me, what do I do? I actually tell them that I offer hope. I offer hope and confidence through my fashion jewelry business. So that's what I do. I actually offer hope. I do accessories, handbags, fashion consultation, you name it, whatever is that has to do with not just the outward but the inward. So that's why I offer hope, because you never know when you meet somebody and their self-esteem may be low. So you want to make sure that you encourage them and that you not tear anybody down, but we want to make sure that even as women that we build each other up. So along with my fashion jewelry business, I also offer hope with that business. And I also teach business principles, because the same thing that I do, you can do. And that's all about our story here with Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry as part of passing the mic. We want to teach other people. We want to duplicate. See, I want to duplicate what I've done here in Jacksonville. If God can give me the creativity and the anointing to build a team of over 30 women, I want to see that done in somebody else's life. So what I really like about this business is that it's not just all about me. I'm not successful, and I don't move to the top unless I'm bringing my other sisters, girlfriends, any person that I meet along with me. So I offer a business of hope.
Wow. I absolutely love that, because it's so needed. It's definitely hope is needed, especially in these tumultuous times that we're in right now. Mm-hmm. And so many women feeling like they have to go out there and work 2 and 3 and 4 jobs just to make ends meet. And I'm not talking about what I don't know, because I've been there. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And when you get used to a certain lifestyle, and I was killing myself, literally, trying to work 2 jobs at one time. And I said, it has to be a better way. And and I've been really, my first business, I was 19 years old. So I've been an entrepreneur for a very long time. And, you know, you start, you fall off. And when I was working those 2 jobs and I'm standing in that doggone avenue and I'm thinking, I'm like, Lord, my feet hurt. And, you know, when your feet hurt, you could think about a whole lot. You can think about a whole lot of stuff when your feet hurt. So I'm like, something got to give. And that's when I quit that second job, and I just decided to do something different. And that's what was important for me, to do something different.
Right.
And
do something different.
To make it better for me. So I love it. I would not change entrepreneurship or my entrepreneurial spirit for anything. I'm sorry. I love it. I love my children, my students, and everything too. But, girl, if I didn't have my job, my businesses, I probably wouldn't have that job, because that's my balance. That's my stress reliever, is running my business. Because if I had to solely depend, or my life solely depend on just going to them people's school, I wouldn't make it.
Right.
Them kids to be on somebody's wall somewhere. Messed up. So I'm glad that I have this to pour in, women to pour into, and to be a part of something so great as Women in Business Pageant, because I need that balance. Let's talk about that, because you are a active member in your church. You have a husband. You have a business. You have a lot of things going on. How do you balance it all? Because there's somebody out there saying, I want to do this. I would love to do a pageant. I would love to do something like that. But where would I find the time? How would I work it in? How do you find balance?
Well, I really, really just rely on my inner strength. And what comes to mind is over in Proverbs 3 when it says, acknowledge him in all of your ways and he shall direct your path.
That's it.
And so basically that has to be the root, the solid foundation on everything that I do, is just acknowledging Christ. So when God gives me a pageant, or when God gives me the business opportunity, or when God gives me the ministry work at home or in actual church, I always want to acknowledge him. And I found that you cannot do it on your strength alone. So I'm not doing it on my own strength. Just totally relying on God and asking him for the direction and the guidance that I need. And sometimes I do feel drained, like, oh, I've got so much going on. I have an event this week. I have a pageant next week. I got another event coming up, a women's conference, a conference at church. But I just found that God just totally, totally helps me get through everything, because where there is a vision, God is going to give the provision, and he
That's
is
it.
Going to give you the strength. It's not my strength. It's the strength of the Lord. God is going to give you the strength to get through it. So that's basically how I balance out this crazy life. And also remember, to whom much is given,
much
is required.
Is required.
Yes, yes.
That's it. That's it. Now, let me understand this to be correct. This is your first pageant, or you have participated in a pageant before?
This is actually my first pageant. I was offered, I was asked to do a pageant. Well, you know what? I take that back. I've been asked to do two pageants. I declined on one. I was asked to do a pageant in outside of Atlanta, and I declined it. And then I was given another chance to do a pageant close to Orlando. I had submitted my e-application, everything, and the person over the pageant kept moving the date back. So in my mind, I knew, okay, something, she's not organized, something's not right, you know. So I actually ended up not doing that pageant, and I never heard anything else about it, so I'm hoping it wasn't a scam. But we know that that goes on. So this will actually be my first pageant, and I just believe that those things happen for a reason, and that this is supposed to be my first pageant, if that makes sense.
Oh, it does, it does.
Yes.
And yes. How did you hear or find out about Women in Business pageant?
I heard about the pageant through the founder, Kia Urso. She actually shared some of the pageant information with me. And because I am a woman in business, I actually was interested in just, you know, becoming a part of the pageant and learning more about pageantry, and also having that mix of being able to let other people know also about my business.
All right. And what do you think is going for you? What has been the most exciting thing thus far concerning the pageant and Women in Business pageant for you?
Well, first, the most exciting thing so far is all the wonderful and beautiful women that I have met, that I've talked to, the encouragement that we receive from each other. And secondly, I won the first contest, so that was exciting for
Yay!
Me. So that was very, very exciting for me, you know, just pushing and getting outside of your box and talking to people and letting people know, hey, I'm doing a pageant and I need your support. And that just goes along to where we can't do anything without each other. We are here to
That's
help
it.
One another. Yes.
And isn't that amazing that, and when I first started my pageant journey, everybody that I thought that would be, you know, for me and excited for me, it was the total opposite. It was a whole lot of people I really just knew, like, in passing or, you know, as associates that really rallied behind me and supported me. But I love the fact that people, when they see you doing something, they get just as excited about it as you are. I love that part
right.
of pageantry. I love
right.
that people, hey, how you doing? Do you need anything? Excited? What's going on? What's happening? I love that part, and I love the pageant pages, because a lot of people I've met through Facebook that I actually have met in person, but I actually connect with them originally through Facebook.
Right.
My
right.
pageant page, you know, and
right,
then
absolutely.
After, you know, them watching me in pageant, watching me in business and seeing everything, you know, they'll finally, you know, get up enough nerves and courage and get in that inbox and communicate with you. And I have literally some of the most exciting women that I know have found me through my pageant page.
Right, absolutely, absolutely.
So I just want to encourage you that keep pushing and keep doing what you're doing, because it will, in the end, definitely change the complexion of your business. Right now, I'm going to bring Ms. Kia Urso on. And Ms. Kia.
Yay.
Good evening.
Good evening, Kia.
Thank you for sharing this beautiful experience with Ms. Yvonne and encouraging her to be a part of the WIBP family. What has been your take on the pageant thus far?
It has truly been exciting for me. I am, oh, my gosh, I mean, words can't express the joy that I have. Words can't express just the emotional part of me on the inside, because I watch the ladies, I watch the posts, I watch the group pages, and I love the interaction. And so far, many of them may not realize it, but they have slowly changed and grown in ways that probably haven't even touched them yet, to where they even realize it, which is the purpose of this pageant, is for us women to get together. And just like Yvonne stated, you know, we have to build each other up, and that's what it's all about. And I think the biggest excitement for me is that to see what God dropped in my spirit to do, and to actually see it happening in real life, in real time. It just does something to me, to where, you know, we have to say, God, you are so faithful. If we just continue to be obedient to what he says, look at what he will do when we are obedient to the visions or the dreams or whatever it is, however it may come to that individual person. But just to know that obedience is better than sacrifice, because I could have continued to sit on, you know, the deposit that God gave me and not do anything with it. And then, you know, sometimes we get upset when we see somebody else doing something when God had already gave it to you. He already showed you. So, you know, sometimes we'll get upset when we see somebody else doing something that God told us to do, but sometimes we take too long. You know, we have to, like you said, Auntie, we have to just do it. There's never a perfect time. There's never a perfect opportunity to do anything. The time is now. So I am just truly excited. I'm very appreciative of these ladies. I'm very excited to see what will happen in July. I already know many of them will become the best of friends. They may not know it yet, but once we get together, July 7th is going to be some serious bonds and relationships that are going to take place. So I am truly excited.
I am too. Miss Sierra, what is your take on the pageant right now so far?
I am over excited and overwhelmed with just the workshops. We had a workshop with Ms. Regina Breed, and it was awesome. Shout out to Ms. Regina Breed. And it's exactly what Kia was saying, as far as it being life-changing, it being, you know, just the time that we put in. It's not idle time. It's not frivolous. It is really growing us as individuals, as entrepreneurs, and as better citizens, to be able to spread positivity to our communities and outward, whether it be via Facebook, Twitter, what have you. We're able to learn how to network, to be social, business social, and to really get that corporate confidence that small business owners and women need to take that leap on the moon.
Yes. Love it, love it, love it. Oh, wow. All right. I'm excited about that and excited about you and what you're doing and your business being out of Georgia. Ms. Jessica, what is your take thus far on the pageant?
I am super excited about meeting all these beautiful women that's in business, because for me, I love connecting and being able to collaborate with others that have, you know, like other like-minded women. So I'm very, very excited. I can't sleep at night, I will tell you that, because I'm, you know, extremely ecstatic about getting down to Clearwater, for one, because I've never been that deep into Florida. So I'm excited.
I'm excited as well. I mean, I am so impressed with all of you ladies. I'm impressed. I think I shared it on our group chat, how I was impressed with the way that you guys are sharing and loving and respecting and complimenting each other, because to me that's what a real true pageant embodies. You know, I tell everybody I don't compete against anyone. I compete against my best. So, you know, I love what you ladies are doing, and I really do appreciate what you're doing. Hopefully your family and friends are on the call, because, Ms. Kia, you got 2 tickets to give away to the Women in Business Pageant July the 8th in beautiful Clearwater, Florida. I have a Ms. Yvonne Cooney. She was the winner of the contest on my Facebook page, her Facebook page, MRS. B-L-I-N-G 2017 WIBP. There is a flyer that shows that she won a contest, and she had so many likes from her page. If you can go to my page very quickly, you will see how many likes she won. And the very first caller to get in here and can tell me how many likes, L-I-K-E-S, Miss Yvonne Cooney, Mrs. Bling, 2017 WIPP, if you can tell me, press 1. You got to press 1 to go live. Press 1 to go live and tell me how many likes she won the contest with. You're going to win 2 tickets to the Women in Business Pageant in Clearwater, Florida, July 8th. This will be a star-studded event. The venue that the pageant will be in will blow your mind. It is absolutely fabulous. Now, Ms. Kia, I just told the people they're getting 2 tickets. You willing to give these people 2 tickets, right? 2.
I'm willing to give them 2 tickets in Jesus' name.
Eddie Lacombe. So if you tell me, ladies and gentlemen, that she said in Jesus' name. She said... Well, I don't get no more serious than that. I tell you what. If you can tell me, I have a caller. Caller, the last 4 digits, 1255. You are live on Curves and 3D Radio. Welcome to the Curvy Studios. Miss Yvonne Cooney won the first WIBP contest. She made history, y'all. If you could tell me, caller, how many likes did she win that contest with?
90 likes.
Huh? That ain't right now. You better. It wasn't 90. It was something, but it wasn't 90. If you got the right answer, you can still get in. I got some more callers on the line. If you think you got the right answer, call in and give me the correct answer. Caller 1255, you got to get it right. It got to be on the money to get these 2 tickets, because Kia ain't just, she said in Jesus' name. So we got to offer you. What was Jesus do? He wants you to have the right answer tonight. So I want you to go back and find it now. Find the right answer. If not, she don't have it right. You still got an opportunity to get in and win these tickets. If you know the right number, you have to press 1 to get in and give me the correct number of likes. You can find it on my page on the flyer for Curves and 3D Radio, or go to Curves and 3D Radio, find that number, and get these 2 tickets to the pageant. Miss Yvonne.
Yes, ma'am.
I ain't through with you yet. Now, you've been a gracious. Hold on. I guess I got to go back. I got a caller. 1568. Let's try you. 1568-1568. Welcome to the Curvy Studios. Welcome to Curves and 3D Radio. Let's talk about it. Do you have that magic number?
Hello?
Hello? You got the magic number?
Yes, ma'am. Is it 91?
It's 91.
All right.
Yay. Wow. Yay.
Thank you. Hold on. If you would just hang on just 1 second, I want to make sure we get all of your information. Matter of fact, I need you to text it to this number. I need you to text your full name and a mailing address, and we will mail you 2 tickets. Where are you calling from? What city and state?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Thank you.
All right.
Atlanta.
All right. I need you to text your information, your full first and last name, and your address to 863-529-3869. 863-529-3869, and we will make sure that Ms. Kia sends those two tickets right out to you. Congratulations, and thank you,
congratulations.
Thank you for calling Curz in 3D. Oh, Yvonne, I'm going to let you say something to them because they're in honor of you being a guest on the show tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling in. I just want to say congratulations on your win. And who are those tickets for? Are they for yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay, so you're bringing somebody with you?
Yes, yes, I am.
Okay, absolutely. I hope to see you there, and I hope that you enjoy yourself at the pageant. July 7th and 8th and in Clearwater, Florida.
Amen.
Thank you so much, darling. And give me your first name so I'll know who my text is coming from.
It's Ned.
Your first. Say it one more time.
Ned, N-E-D.
Ned, okay, Mr. Ned. I'll be looking for your text at 863-529-3869. Thank you so much for calling and joining us here on Curz in 3D Radio. We truly do appreciate you. Thank you so much. All right. Anybody else, caller 12555. You know what? Text me your information. I'll make sure I get you out a ticket as well. I thank you. That was a good, honest try to 863-529-3869. Text me your information. The caller that your phone number ends in 1255. Make sure you text your information to me so I can make sure I have that and send you a ticket as well. If I have any other call, do you want to say something, caller that ends in 12555? Did you want to say hi to everybody?
Hi, everyone. I just want to say thank you.
All right. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arbondale, Florida.
Arbondale, Florida.
Yay.
That is my school. That's why I go to I teach in Arbordale. So thank you for calling in. Anybody else that wanted to say hi to Auntie and to Miss Yvonne out of Jacksonville, Florida, you just have to press 1 to get in, and say hello. We are at the culmination and the end of our show, so if you want to just say hi, we will gladly take your calls to say hello. 5900, you're live on Curves and 3D Radio. You're in the Curvy Studios. Let's talk about it.
Hi, Auntie. This is Marisha.
Hey. How are you?
All right.
Hey.
I got in kind of late.
Hi, Marisha.
How are you?
Oh, that's okay. And Marisha, she's calling from a certain part of Georgia.
Kingsland, Georgia.
What is it called?
Kingsland.
Because I had never heard of Kingsland, Georgia until I met her.
Kingsland in the house.
Yes. I was actually in and I was listening. I didn't know I had to press 1.
Oh,
so I've been on
girl,
for a while.
You won 2 tickets to the camp, to the pageant.
I was on when the lady gets 90.
I was
for all of that. That was good. That was fun. I was listening. I was having fun.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening in and calling in. We appreciate you. Tell that baby and give him a big kiss for Auntie and tell him I said hello. I absolutely love you guys. And definitely I want you guys to come. Miss Marisha, I know I'm good to get you 2 tickets, though, right?
Yeah.
Can I get?
Where is the show?
It's in Clearwater, Florida. Girl, I will even take you over to our joint that we go to here in Lakeland if you come on through. I promise.
What day is it?
It's July 7th and 8th. July 7th and
8th. Oh, okay. That's good, wow. Okay.
It's a time. Yeah, you got time.
Yeah.
And you've been promising to bring your mama to Lakeland anyway, so, hey,
yes.
Come on.
Yes. I'm taking her to the Bahamas next week.
I love you. You're such a good daughter. I love you. Okay. But I'm definitely good. I'm good that I'm good for two tickets. You guys, it has been a plump, pleasing pleasure here on Curves and 3D Radio. Absolutely. We love you, Miss Yvonne. Mwah. Hats off to you. Congratulations on your win. There are so many other things that is going to be coming and that you can expect from Women in Business Pageant, because we are definitely wanting to make sure that you walk away from this experience, Kia and myself, enriched, empowered, enlightened, and definitely richer. That's how we're going to do this right here. So we
thank
appreciate
you so much.
You. Thank you for being my guest host tonight on Curzon 3D Radio. We have learned so much about you. I want you to go ahead and give, before I give who's going to be my the winner of my guest spot for next week, because I'm going to give that right after you give everybody your information on where they can reach you and definitely where they can support your business at.
Absolutely. You can go to my social media. You can find me on Facebook at Yvonne Cooney. That's YvonneCooney. You can also follow me on my pageant page at Mrs. Bling 2017, WIBP. Again, that's Mrs. Bling 2017, WIBP, Women in Business Pageant.
I want everybody that's under the sound of my voice to go to MRSBLING2017WIBP on Facebook and like her page. Please do that for me right now. If you can hear me out there in radio land, it is MRSBLING2017WIBP, and like her page, support her, appreciate her. I appreciate her for being on my show, Miss Yvonne Cooney, and I definitely want each and every, I want to see her likes go up just from listening, from my listening audience here on Curzon 3D Radio. We definitely love and support each of you, and we're asking that you support her. She is also a has her own business, Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry. Give them your website so they can support your business.
Yes, absolutely. My website is www.tracy, T-R-A-C-I, Lynn, L-Y-N-N, jewelry/my name, Yvonne Cooney. Again, that's www.tracylynnjewelry.net/Yvonne Cooney.
And I know my sister, I'm going to put it out there, they got some gold, big, chunky pearls on there that I know you would absolutely
yes,
love. Y'all still have those available, the gold, the
yes,
gold
ma'am,
pearls.
Yes, ma'am,
my sister,
do.
Octavia, she listening. She would love those pearls. So definitely go on and check them out, sis. And I'm telling you, they are absolutely stunning, stunning, stunning. Stunning jewelry anyway. So if you are into jewelry, please go and check out Miss Yvonne Cooney with TracyLynnJewelry.com and support her business, because that's what it's all about, guys. We have to spend money with each other in business. So excited about that and excited about what you're doing. Give them another 8 years, baby, and we're praying that you grow that team of 30 to a team of 100 real quick before the end of 2017.
Amen.
So
I was speaking
blessing to your business. Kia, yes. You got anything you want to say before I announce who's going to be with us on next week?
I just want to say thank you to the WIBP 2017 contestants that are on this call tonight. I appreciate you. I love you, ladies. And one thing that that Auntie, you have been talking about, you guys are making history. This is history. This is a very, very serious time to come in as a WIBP contestant, because you are making some serious history. I appreciate you, and thank you, Auntie. Auntie is always, you know, telling everyone else how she wants to help them. But let me tell you, ladies, something. This woman is my right-hand person. She is there. She's up. Everybody that know me personally know I'm in bed by 7, 8 o'clock, and Auntie is up working while I am sleeping. So I just want to publicly say thank you. I appreciate you. I love you as well as all the other ladies on this call tonight. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and we love you back. We love you back. If you are interested in being a delegate with the contestant with the Women in Business pageant, we have an awesome special running right now where you can actually gain your crown and your sash with a $50 deposit, and we will work with you to get your registration and entry fee of $200 paid. It's only $200, and like I spoke earlier, Tracy Lynn Jewelry is a multi-million dollar business that started with $200. And like all the ladies that are on here are saying that this experience, just the short time that they've been with WIBP, has been extremely rewarding. So if you want to be a contestant with WIBP, you can go to www.womeninbusinesspageant.com, www.womeninbusinesspageant.com. We would love to have you, and we will welcome you with open arms to our family. We will grow you, love up on you, and help you grow your business, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. Now, last thing is I want to say that my host for my guest host for next week will be Mrs. Financially Savvy out of Atlanta, Georgia, will be my guest host next week. She has grown her page since the contest ended, right about around 9 or 10, and that's what it's all about. I was looking, and you guys know, Kia be watching. I thought I was I Spy, but Kia is real I Spy. I'm Inspector Gadget, and she I Spy. But, you know, we've been watching. We want you to make sure that you keep working, regardless. That the contest is over, keep working. And what we were doing is we wanted to see who would grow their page, even though the contest. So, Ms. Jessica, are you still with me?
Yes, I'm here. I might need an oxygen tank, but I'm here. Thank you so much, Auntie. Oh, my God. Lord, okay. I'm here.
So next week you will be my guest host on Curzon 3D Radio. What did you do to grow your pageant and business page so quickly?
Well, I did several things. I promoted on my page, and at the last minute, I just kind of jumped in and wanted to support some other people in business. So I put up two posts supporting other authors, because I am an author as well, asking them to go by and like my page. And at the end of the day, I would choose one or two people to purchase a book from. And I also did that with small businesses as well, and that's how I growed it so rapidly.
Wow. So let me say something about that, because I don't know if you really heard what she just said, but she had to give a little to get a little.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if anybody else heard that but me. But she said,
right.
I supported somebody else in their business. For their love and support of me, I supported them. That's what it's all about, is supporting each other to success. And let me say this, I am proud of your efforts, and I did see your post about the authors, and I love that, and the small business owners, and it's working, and it has worked for you. Keep up the good work, and we will see you back here next Thursday night at 9 p.m. on our March series, so where we culminate and finish up our March series, Women History Month, I Am Making History is our March series, and we're going to definitely see you back here on next week. So everybody, you stay tuned, because next week we're going to be giving away something else. So hopefully you are going to be in the place to be next Thursday night at 9 p.m. here on Curzon 3D Radio. Miss Yvonne, Miss Kia, Miss Sierra, Miss Jessica, definitely I appreciate you. To all of my listeners, to Ned and to Miss McKinney, Miss Britt, I appreciate you guys out there listening and taking your time to come in and listen to Curzon 3D Radio. We love you. Make sure you have a blessed weekend, and we'll see you back here next week.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Good night.
Love y'all.
Love you too. Thank you.
Tonight we had a very special guest, Miss Yvonne Cooney, out of Jacksonville, Florida. She is also known as Mrs. Bling 2017 WIBP with the Women in Business Pageant. Thank you so much for joining us, Miss Yvonne Cooney. Thank you so much for listening in to Curzon 3D Radio. It has been a plump, pleasing pleasure having you join us. Tonight's broadcast has been brought to you by My Pretty Auntie Closet, www.mypretty.com. Join us next week where we will be speaking with the very awesome author and delegate in the Women in Business Pageant Making History, Miss Jessica out of Atlanta, Georgia. Until then, have a great and blessed evening. Good night.